The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara brings a fundamental machlokes how to understand Pesach Sheni between Rebbe and Reb Nosson. A proper understanding of the ramifications of this machlokes and the Pesach of the Rambam will give us insight into a number of fundamental areas in Halacha. We'll just, as a matter of interest, we'll bring up a Shaila which is very tolui in this discussion. Interesting question that's posed by the Achronim on a Koton that becomes a bar mitzvah. His bar mitzvah is between Pesach and Shavuot. What's the problem? What's the issue? The issue is that since we know the halacha is that anybody who misses a day counting of Sfira, we're choishish for the Shitz HaBahag. The Bahag holds that all the days of Sfira are one mitzvah together. In which case, if somebody misses a day, he's been mevatel part of the mitzvah, he can thereafter no longer count with a bracha. And that's the way we know. If somebody misses a day of Sfira Sa'imer, after that he does not count with a bracha. That's why we're so makbid to make sure not to forget a night, because we want to count with a bracha all the way till the finish line. In any case, a koton that was nizgadla, became a bar mitzvah after Pesach, before Shavuot. The question is the kiyum mitzvah that he did bekatnusoy oilaloy to be considered that he was mekayim the mitzvah on the level of a gadol, that he'd be able to continue counting with a bracha? This is a subject of discussion. What's interesting is the raya that's brought from our sugya. The Gemara says there's a machloikis, the Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph, a brayis, a machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Nosson. Tana Rabbona, Chayev Koros al Arishim, Chayev Koros al Asheni, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that since the Pasuk in Parshas Baloischa tells us that there is a Chayev Koros and somebody who bemeis it is Mavatal the Mitzvah, say, of Korban Pesach, that's true both if somebody does not bring Pesach Rishon, or somebody who was able to, somebody who did not bring Pesach Rishon, he was able to Bimakr Pesach Sheni, he was Mavatal the Mitzvah, say, bemeis it is also Chayev Koros. Reb Nosson says no. Reb Nosson says, Chayev Koros al Rishon u'Potur al Hasheni. The Iker is Pesach Rishon. The Gemara brings what's the machlokes in Rebbe and Nosson? The Gemara brings another machlokes about a ger, and this is where we get an inkling what this has to do with cotton. Gershon is gair ben shnei psochem. Somebody became a goy, became a ger ben shnei psochem, became cotton shehigdul ben shnei psochem. The question is, he did not make Pesach Rishon. He didn't make Pesach Rishon because he didn't want to. He wasn't able to. He was not a bar chiyuva. A cotton is not mechuyev in mitzvahs. A ger certainly is not mechuyev big yusoy to bring a carbon Pesach. So now he's before Pesach Sheni. He was megayer. He was a bar mitzvah, and he's carbon Pesachless. Should he bring carbon Sheni? Should he bring Pesach Sheni? Rebbe says I have lost his Pesach Sheni. Why? Because there's a mitzvah Pesach Rishon. There's a mitzvah Pesach Sheni. Those that brought Pesach Rishon brought. Those that were not able to, or those that didn't, bring Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says that Rebbe holds that Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzma. Pesach Rishon, Reb Nosson says that if there was no chiyuv on them incumbent and Pesach Rishon, they will thereafter not bring Pesach Sheni. Pirush, the Gemara says, Reb Nosson says that regel Sheni, Pesach Sheni is only a tashlumim of Pesach Rishon. Rebbe, and this is the way we paskin, holds that Pesach Sheni is a chiyuv bifnei atzma. A Gershon is Geyer, even though he didn't have Pesach Rishon. He's not bringing Pesach Sheni as a Tashlumin for the fact that he didn't bring Pesach Rishon. He wasn't a Yid. Of course he didn't bring Pesach Rishon. But Filohochi, since he's Karben Pesachless, when it comes to Pesach Sheni, he's Mechuyev to bring Karben Pesach. That's the opinion of Rebbe, that's Lahaloch. What's interesting in the Rambam is that the Rambam brings the Pesach of Rebbe. The Rambam's in Hilchus Karben Pesach, Perek Hei Aloch Zayin. But the Rambam adds one thing which is very difficult. The Rambam says, if the cotton had the carbon Pesach brought for him, we've learned in the last few prakim extensively the halachas of being memana somebody on the carbon Pesach. One of the halachas of carbon Pesach is that the carbon, each carbon Pesach is brought only for the minuyim. We had this in Tom Nishcha and thereafter, many times. Anybody who's included, anybody who is part of the ownership of the Karban Pesach is included. One can bring the Karban Pesach also for a cotton. The Rambam says if the Korban Pesach was included a katan, the loch is imshochto la berishain hareu potter. It's potter bin Pesach Sheni. Frek the Kesem Mishnah that if he did the mitzvah only bekatnusay, it was yoytze bekatnusay, how could that be a kiyum mitzvah begadlusay? The Kesem Mishnah brings the Ture Evin as the Kasha, brings the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that talks about a shoyter. Somebody is the itim shoyter. Itim cholin. He has fits with insanity, and he did a mitzvah, let's say he heard shofar, he ate matzah in a moment of insanity, when he had a halakhic status of a shoyter. Thereafter, when he became a pikeach, he becomes mukhoyiv in mitzvahs, the halakhic is mukhoyiv to blow shofar, is mukhoyiv to eat matzah again. If that's the case, what we see is the fact that he was mekayim the mitzvah when he wasn't mechuyev does not count for him to be yotzei dechevosei when he's nasa a badas. L'chayyeh, the same should be true of a katan. A katan, if he did the mitzvah, if bekatnusay, l'chayyeh should not be a key mitzvah bigad lusay. There is a way to approach this by saying that there is a chilul between a shoyt and a katan. Could be that a shoyta, the halakhic definition of a shoyter is that his maisa is b'chalal not a maisa. He blows shofar. A shoyter is a person. His maisim have no import. He's totally unaware, so totally unaware at least of the ramifications of what he does. It could be that his blowing of the shofar is not a blowing of shofar at all. It's not just that he's not a bar chiyuva, but that's not even a maisa tkiya shofar, and that's why afterwards he would have to blow again. Whereas a katan, we could say theoretically his ma'isa is a ma'isa, it's just that he's not mechuyev, he's lo yotzei dechevosoi. So if he did it as a katan, since the ma'isa is a ma'isa of blowing shofar, it's good begadlusoi, but this is a very big chiddush. It's a true concept, but it needs more development as far as an application in this case is concerned. What the Kesem Mishnah says, B'shem de Marie Kurk, is interesting. He says that we've had the halach of celibate avos, which is a dindurabonon. The dindurabonon is that one is allowed to be memana a cotton on the carbon paper. He says, since you're yoytze that din that of being memana the cotton, and he's mekayim the mitzvah of carbon pesach on the rabbonon level, like Tezus said in Daf Beches, we learned it a few days ago, then Allah would be that it would be enough for his kiyum mitzvah even when he becomes a godel, that he would not have to bring pesach sheni. Question is, again, if it's Durabonon, it's a key mitzvah Durabonon, is that enough to be considered a key mitzvah that even when he becomes Mukhiv Duraisa, it should be enough? We find a precedent for such discussion, in truth. It's a very interesting discussion in the Mordechai in Megillah. The Mordechai is B'shem Reb Tuvia Mivina, an otherwise unknown Rishon. And the Mordechai brings from this Reb Tuvia Mivina a Chiddush that when one is Mekayim a mitzvah, on a level of Durabonim, that's enough. They should not have to go back and do the mitzvah again. Deraisa. His raya is an interesting Gemara in Brachos Daf Chof Zayin. Very again, anybody that makes early Shabbos, where if somebody makes Kiddush Mibo'id Yoim, he makes Kiddush in the Zman of Tosfos Shabbos. This is Machloikis of Tosfos Shabbos Deraisa, Durabonim. Even if you say the Tosfos Shabbos Midurabonim, says the Mordechai B'Shem Reb Tuvia, that Kiddush was, he was Yoitza. Meaning to say, the fact that Tuvia says that it was yoytzi the mitzvah on a level of derabbanan renders it enough of the mitzvah to be yoytzi de chivose even when Shabbos comes in and Kiddush becomes a chiyuv deraisa. Again, he was yoytzi the mitzvah in Tosfos Shabbos. When he made early Shabbos, he added on, he made before the shkia. So at that point, the Kiddusha Shabbos, the chiyuv Kiddush, was only derabbanan. Thereafter, when Shabbos comes in, Shabbos proper, that is, where he's mechuyuv in Kiddush deraisa, kva yoytzi de chivose. The Michas Chinuch brings this Mordechai in mitzvah shin vav, in this discussion of a cotton that higdol be meisvir soimim, that since he was yoytze his mitzvah as a cotton is mechuyev in mitzvah derabbanan, he was yoytze the mitzvah with derabbanan, that would be enough thereafter that it should be a key mitzvah on a level deraisa that's called it in mitzvah derabbanan soimim. Our question: the chiddush is a chiddush lechayre as far as deraisa is concerned. The chiyev derabbanan is not a mechuyev, is mechuyev derabbanan, is not mechuyev on a level of deraisa. The chiddush. Why would the kiyum mitzvah on a level derabbanan be mitzaref to the definition of having been Yotzi de Chavosai on a level of Deraisa. The Mogen Avraham in early Shabbos Halochas, in the Chaim Reish Shammah Zayin, asks on this Mordechai, he doesn't understand it. What is for sure is that even if this approach to this discussion would be good for this Mordechai, for the Rambam doesn't work. Why is that? The Rambam clearly in Hilchus Shabbos says a different pshat in this Gemara of Kiddush. He says that the reason why the Kiddush Meboid Yoyim is Yotzo, the Rambam says a Kiddush, the end of Hilchus Shabbos, that Kiddush is not a Chiv on Shabbos. The Chiv Kiddush is that one ushers in the Shabbos in a state of Zochus Yom Shabbos Akatshe. The Rambam says that one could make Kiddush either on Shabbos or right before Shabbos. In the end of Friday, if one makes Kiddush, that creates the awareness in which one goes in the Shabbos. He's Yoytze Zochus Yom Shabbos Akatshe, even though he didn't make Kiddush on Shabbos. So the Rambam doesn't know the Gemara because you're Yoytze the Mitzvah on a level Durabon, Yotze De Chavosi, even when the Chiv comes of age, it becomes Deraisa. The Rambam understands that he's Yotze De Chiyuvi Deraisa. So it's clear the Rambam is not masking to this concept. So we're left with our Rambam in Korban Pesach, that if he was Yotze the Mitzvah on a level Durabon, how should that be considered a Yotze De Chavosi on a level of Deraisa? There's another place where this Mordechai is not going to cut it, and we're going to have to look for a different approach in this type of thing. It's an interesting discussion, and it's been asked. Halacha l'maisa. A goy was megayer, he becomes a yid, and he had a family, he had children. As a general rule, we say that gershin is garish kekotin shenoy ladomi, and the relatives that he had, b'shaz giyusoy, are no longer related to him. Midereisa, midereabona not, but midereisa, if a goy is Megayer, now when he becomes Jewish, he's become a Ger Tzedek, he's allowed to theoretically marry his mother or his sister. Again, the Rabbanu Ma'asayim, that type of thing. But Be'etzim, the relatives that he had then are not related to him anymore. Midaraisa, they're not related to him, he's allowed to marry them. So what about the children that he had? Is Yoytzim, it's his Peruvu? Picture, and the question, like I said, the question's been asked of Gedalia Poiskim, a middle-aged person who was searching for some meaning in his life, he came upon Judaism, etc., etc. He went through a process, a journey, a spiritual search, and he became a Ger Tzedek. Okay, we have a 55-year-old former professor of English literature from Mid-America, and he's now become a Yid. His name is Hananya ben Avraham. Does he, and he had children before, his children are grown up, they don't know exactly what their father's doing, but they honor his decision to become Jewish, no problem, Dad. You want to become Jewish, that's your business. He becomes Megayer. Is he Mechuyiv now in the Mitzvah of Peruvu? Was he Yotzi Yidei Chavosoi with the children that he had when he was a Goy? Question. Let's say he wants to get married now to a Jewish woman. Does he have to marry somebody? Or should he at least try, make a shtadlus to marry a woman of childbearing age? Or he's not Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah. If he had never gotten married, by the way, there would be a Chiv to be Misabit. To be Yotzim to approve. If somebody is 55 when he gets married and he married a 45-year-old woman, there would definitely be a Chiv Deraisa to try to make every Ishtadlu, even though at that age it's not easy to go through that type of process, to go through fertility, whatever is possible, to have children. There's a Chiv, a Mitzvah same Deraisa, an important one of Pruvu. Is this going Mechuyiv? There's a Sugya Barichus in Yevamis of Samach Beis, where Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish discuss this. And Rabbi Yochanan says he's Yoytze in the Mitzvah of Pruvu. He was Yoytze with the children that he had when he was a goy. Frek the Turi Even, Pirush of the Shagazari in the Rosh Hashanah. Why would he be Yoytze with the children he had when he was a goy? A goy is not Mechuyiv in Pruvu. His key of Mitzvah when he was a goy, when he wasn't Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah, he didn't have the Mitzvah Bechlal, Yotze de Chivose, even Beshat, that is a Yid. Zok the Turi Even, he's Yoytze the Mitzvah of Pruvu because even when it was a goy, there was a kiyum of shevet. We know that besides the Gemara says in Yevamos, besides the mitzvah peruvu, which is a chiyum, to at least father one son and one daughter, there's in every child, as many children as a person has, there's a kiyum mitzvah of loshevet. And goyim have this also. There's a mitzvah besides the peruvu to populate planet Earth, to populate the world. In that case, since he was Yoytze Sheves, it's enough for him to be Mekayim the Mitzvah when he becomes a Yid, which is difficult to understand. The L'Sheves is one thing, the Pruvu is something else. The L'Sheves is something that a Goy is Mechuyiv. The Pruvu, how could he be Mechuyiv if the children are not Nisiachis Akrov? There's another approach here which will answer our questions, and it's a more deep and fundamental approach. This is from Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim explains as follows. Reb Chaim, as a rule, says that there are two types of kiyume mitzvahs in various mitzvah Shabbat Torah. There's a kiyum mitzvah where the fundamental, the basic structure of the mitzvah is doing an act. Doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, sitting in a sukkah, taking a lulav, putting on tefillin, eating matzah, and so on and so forth. There are other types of mitzvah where one has to do something in order to be mekayim, but the objective of the mitzvah, the basic component of the mitzvah, is not the act, but it's the result, the effect, which is created al yidei doing the mitzvah. For instance, if one has to put up a ma'akeh, one has to put up a guard on his roof, if he has a roof, which is a sakana, there's a mitzvah semderais, he makes a bracha. The ikur is not the putting of the roof. The ikur is not taking a hammer and banging the nails. The ikur is the fact that the roof now is guarded. And there are many mitzvahs like this. There's a mitzvah to pay off debt. Is that mitzvah the act of handing over the money, or the mitzvah is that debt should be repaid? When we're talking about the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Reb Chaim says a chiddush. The ikur is not the shechting of the Korban Pesach. The ikur is the effect that the person who has the Korban Pesach brought, it's chal for him. There's an effect that the Korban Pesach has. He was nichna, we'll say it in the terminology of the previous year, and the Tzadik Beis, we'll say it like this. We'll say that the Iker effect, which is effected, the Iker effect with an E, which is effected again with an E, by the Korban Pesach, is that he now is nichnas lebris. It's not so much the act of bringing the Korban Pesach, it's the effect which is chal on him, that he is a person that has Korban Pesach. A person who doesn't have Korban Pesach was not nichnas lebris. We discussed in the previous year the effect that it has on him. If he's a ger, he does not have to bring a Korban Geris, according to the Chiddush of the Meshech Chochma. In any case, Reb Chaim says that this mitzvah of Korban Pesach, a cotton, if it's chal for him, that chalos, the effect that a mitzvah has, could be for a cotton enough that he would be yotzi dechavatzah deraisa. Any mitzvah which has to do with the act, the fundamental act which is done by a cotton, will not be meaningful in terms of his yitzias dechavatzah deraisa, because what he did as a cotton is not on the level of what he does when he's a gadol. If he does when he's a cotton, a ma'aseh p'kir shofar, then it's good for a cotton. But on a level deraisa, he was potter then. So what he did was the act of somebody who was not mechuyev in the mitzvah. But when we bring a Korban Pesach to him, what happens is the effect of the Korban Pesach, that there's a chalois, there's an objective effect in him of that having had brought the Korban Pesach, that chalois is a key mitzvah, even though it was done to him when he was a cotton, that would be enough effectively even on the level when the mitzvah becomes deraisa. So we understand, Lamasha, when we're talking about Pruvu, the above-mentioned shadow with the Goy, that the Ikke Mitzvah of the Pruvu is not the act of fathering children. Even though there's an interesting discussion in Baba Basa Dafid Gimel, that the Maise Bir, when a person does the only possible Hishtadlus he could do to bring children into the world, that itself would be considered a Maise Mitzvah. Obviously, that's not the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself is the having of the children. That's only the act which one has to do in order to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. The etzem mitzvah is the having of the children. Therefore, the fact that he did the act, and the fact that he created those children when he was a goy, is of no relevance, because l'maaseh, the kiyum mitzvah, the effect that there was children brought into the world, there are children in the world, because of him, would be enough the children that he had be giyusoy, and that's what the Torah has means to say. The ikur mitzvah is not the doing, it's the being. It's the fact that the l'shevis, the fact that the world was populated with his offspring, that is the kiyum in the mitzvah. That would be enough, that even though he did it when he was not a bar chiyuba. This is the way Reb Chaim explains the Rambam and Gabi Korban Pesach, as opposed to, let's say, matzo or shofar that he has to do again, even though he's a kohen. Going back to Sfirus HaOmer, we can understand in the same vein that the Bahag never meant to say that you have to do the Maisa Mitzvah every single night. There's 49 components to the Maisa Mitzvah. Every night is every Maisa Mitzvah. The point is that if there's no count, a person can't count 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 11. That's not called counting. Counting is counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, counting all the way through till 49. If a person misses day 31, when he gets to 32, it's not a count. It's not the pshat that he has to do the Maisa Mitzvah on day 31 in order to facilitate the Maisa Mitzvah on 32. No. If there's no count, then the number, the count, the mitzvah, the sphere is messed up. It's enough the fact to create the effect that the count took place. It's enough the number that he counted. Bikat nusoy, in order that it should be considered one hepshich, the count should be able to go on, effectively, number after number, even though now the maisa mitzvah that he does when he becomes a godel is a maisa mitzvah that is b'chuyiv daraisa. That's what the that's why you're yoytzer, because the point again is not the act of the mitzvah. Of course, the ikar mitzvah is the maisa. But as far as the need to count all the nights, the point is not that you need the act of counting on the first, the second, the third, and so on, in order that day number 35 should be a maisa mitzvah. But there has to be, the days have to be counted in order to give meaning to the number 35. If you did it with katnusoy, the maisa you counted. It's a maisa mitzvah with katnusoy, and that would. So these are really the two approaches to the Indian over here of mitzvahs v'katnusoy. One, like we said, from the Mordechai in Megillah, where a mitzvah that he does on the Rabbanon level being of the Reis, it's a Chiddush, we brought Reis not that way. And Reb Chaim's Mahaloch, where, of course, an act of a mitzvah that's done on the level of the Rabbanon is not effective as far as the level of the Reis is concerned, but the what was created by a mitzvah being done is enough that was created by Katnusoy to give mashmos that it should be chal, and that effect lasts even by Gadlusoy as far as mitzvahs, where that is the ikar theme of the mitzvah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.